Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, I came across this story and I said, oh, typical, a woman runs her mouth, gets her boyfriend kind of punched in the face from antagonizing a couple other guys. But then I started thinking about it. I'm like, okay, that's an interesting story and like poor guy. And then I watched a video and I said, okay, actually it was partially his fault too. But it started me thinking on kind of going down another path, maybe something that we could actually have a discussion about. And I'd like, I know you guys are always very fun with your comments, but this is kind of an issue that I think is coming about. And I think it's one I wanted to address tonight to actually make this a little more serious. So let me get recording so you can see the headline here, and then we'll get talking on it. So it says here, a mask-shaming woman throws hot coffee in the face of an unmasked man trying to eat a burrito and instantly regrets it. And I'll tell you kind of, I'll give you the long paraphrase of it first. And this happened, like a day ago. And so she is, a couple guys sit down to eat a burrito. They don't have their facial coverings on. She gets into an argument about them, tells them they need to be wearing it. They're like, look, we don't believe, don't bother us. We're over here, we're just getting ready to eat, and she throws coffee on him. Now the guy stands up, and I'll play some of the video so you can see it, but I'm telling you this before we get to the video so we can talk here for a second. So the guy stands up, goes over and kind of gets in an altercation with the guy, and then she tries to get in the way, and the guy that was eating the burrito that went after him, as he's kind of rearing back, she gets in between, he says, okay, forget it, because she's in the way now, and then she takes a cheap shot in his face. What I want to discuss tonight is, you know, when men are younger, we learn boundaries, right? So if I had a big mouth and I mouth off to the wrong guy, I get knocked the F out, right? I would get plastered. And when you get in fights and you get scraps, and whether you win or lose, usually if it's a pretty close one, you're going to leave with a bloody nose, a black eye, ripped clothes, something. And as we age, we realize, at least most of us rational men realize, look, this isn't really a productive way to settle an argument. A lot of times, if we're not defending ourselves. Now, if you have to defend yourself, you defend yourself. But to try to solve a problem by you instigating or you starting it doesn't go well. But younger women, or women in general, but I mean women when they're younger, they don't have the physical interactions with other women the same way men do. So I don't think they learn the ramifications of physically hurting somebody else and then having them decide they're going to come back at you. A good example would be this. If Mike Tyson mouths off to me, and I don't think there's a possible way I can win millions of dollars in a lawsuit, but if Mike Tyson mouths off to me, if I throw coffee on him, if I instigate it, he's now the victim, and he can say he was defending himself. Well, I wouldn't do that because I would get plastered all over the wall. I mean, I'd put up a good fight. It'd probably be 10 or 15 minutes till Mike could take me down, but let's be honest, he'd eventually wear me down. He'd kill me. He'd wreck me, right? Well, women don't have that, and they also know in many cases that men don't hit women. And so this causes them to step further than they should. Now, I actually got banned from a Reddit forum, the men going their own way forum, because a woman spit on a guy, and he picked her up and literally suplexed her on her head, could have broken her neck, and knocked her out. And I said, I personally think that was too much of an escalation. I got downvoted to oblivion and then removed from the forums, and I've never been back since because there was no rational discussion. So I'm going to read this story, and then I want you guys to see the video, but I wanted you to go into this knowing what we're going to talk about so that when it's over, because I watch this and it makes me angry. It really does. But we'll talk about it afterwards. Anyway, so they say, since California's mayor and governor have gone all in on the bug mask wearing, they've unleashed a legion of Kens and Karens to mete out punishment to the maskless. Friday on the streets of Manhattan Beach, California, Ken and Karen, They don't really know their real names, so this is what this news agency is calling them, Ken and Karen. Got their comeuppance when they attempted to mask, shame, and bully the wrong guys. The confrontation turned into a brawl, and it was all recorded. Because he says now he had a hip camera on. He has a GoPro that he wears on his hip because he walks around with a MAGA hat on, and he gets a lot of flack for it. And he said, I decided to basically wear the GoPro because I'm going to wear my hat. I'm going to support my president. And there in California, you know he's going to get a lot of flack. So whenever he goes out, he just hits continuous loop, and he enjoys his hat, and he goes on about, and I'm fine with that. Look, the day we can't wear a hat supporting the president of the United States, I think we've got bigger problems than a burrito fight. Anyway, he says, because I wear a Trump hat, I've got a lot of confrontations, I guess. His camera was rolling on Friday when he says he and his friend Matthew Roy were eating burritos outside without masks on, and a couple criticized him. Y'all need to be wearing masks, the woman can be heard saying. Move about your business. Just go on. You don't need to mess with other people. Let them live their own lives. If you have your mask and you're being social distance, don't worry about it. Quit trying to adult for other people. He said, no, we don't. We're locals here. We're on the other side of the fence. And they were facing away from people walking by. And I hadn't even gotten to start eating my burrito before someone yelled, wanting me to give me a mask lecture. Now, here's the thing. You can't eat and have one on at the same time. And there's no indoor dining in a lot of places. In a lot of places, you have to get the food to go. Well, what are you going to do if you're walking about town and you want to sit down and eat your hot food? You sit down and you eat your hot food. So they said, I guess the guy really wanted to impress his girlfriend because I was pretty dismissive. I thought when I turned my back on them, they would just move on. But he wanted to stand there and engage me. So Captain White Knight here is trying to impress his girl or something. And then he says, Roy said the woman then stuck her middle finger in his face. Tensions escalated further until she threw her coffee in his face. Now, if that was hot, I can understand why this guy got up and got in there, because that can hurt. Roy immediately gets up and begins hitting the woman's boyfriend in response. She decided to slam her coffee in my head, and that's when I decided to get up and beat up her boyfriend. Now, here's the thing that's interesting. Number one, the first physical interaction was from her with hot coffee. And this guy's response was not to go after her, but to go after the guy, because I think the guy stepped up, and you'll see the video here in a second. But the whole point is, see, if I throw coffee on somebody, and it's a dude, I know it's game time. Like, I've already made that calculation in my head. If I do A, B is going to happen. And I better be ready. Or I'm extremely stupid and just so full of myself, which also could be the case here, where I think I can get away with this and he doesn't have the huevos to step up to me. So Roy went after the man, but the woman hung on his clothes, attempting to deliver an unsuccessful haymaker. And Roy kept urging the man to get your girl off me. Afterwards, the woman came back to deliver her finishing move, which was yet another lecture and a promise to beat him again. She says, I don't give an F. I hope that someone saw that. I would do that 10 times over, mother effer. So anyway, they say she got her wish. Thousands of people have seen her behavior. The video's below. The couple called the police to report the guys eating the burritos. That didn't go well for them either. It turns out having a body cam paid off. Police were ready to charge the couple. But the man told the cops to drop it. That was a mistake. She learned nothing. She learned nothing from it. If someone does that to you, hey, they got to pay. That's all there is to it. California does have a facial order, but not when you're eating. Isn't that nice of them? So let me show you the video here. And let me zoom it in a little bit more so you guys can see it a bit better. I lost the video here. Here we go. And I paused it right at the point where she throws the coffee and they kind of get at it. But the fact that she's holding on to him, he's saying, get your girl off me. And then the minute he says, look, I'm not hitting her, is when she throws in a sucker shot.
Oh no, don't get...
When they hit that coffee, I knew at that point, it's over.
Hey, Matt, that was dumb. Hey, off me.
Hey, stop.
Get her off me. Get your girl off me. Get her off me.
And then she decided to slam her coffee into my head. And that's when I decided to get up and beat up her boyfriend.
You shouldn't have thrown the drink in his face.
I don't give a I hope that someone saw that, and I would do it 10 times over, motherfucker.
The bloodied man then calls police to report that he's been assaulted.
But here's my takeaway, because I want to try to find something positive about this, if there is one. Is this a case where either A, we talk about equality, and we talk about, hey, if things are going to be equal between both sexes, then they need to be equal all the way, which is if a guy throws a punch or a girl throws a punch, they should be ready to receive equal distribution of fisticuffs. Secondly, if this happens, now, of course, you may not always have a body cam on you, but if something like this happens, do you not physically confront them? Do you then just try to make a phone call to the cops that aren't going to show up anyway, because they've got plenty of other problems other than hot coffee getting thrown on somebody? Do you go after the guy because the guy was getting lippy too, and he tries to save her, you know, to step in and save things? And then when she takes a pop at him, what do you do? I'd like to hear what you guys would do, because I have to be honest, I'm torn. I'm not in the moment right now, so I can't speak to it. But if I have someone, if I'm minding my own business and someone decides to mouth off at me, and then they throw hot coffee on me, and I stand up and I find out it was the woman that did it, I'm not there yet. I'm definitely going to, I probably, if I had a drink or if I had a burrito, I'd probably smash it over her head or throw coffee on her or my drink or something on her, like to equalize it. Because I'm not just going to let somebody throw a drink on me and walk away. That's not going to happen. And then when you get in the confrontation, I wouldn't have gone over to confront them physically. That's not me. But let's say for argument's sake, they came over and got in your face. Is it just go time? And it's like everybody that came after me is they're going to go to sleep. I don't care who you are. You're now in my face. And I don't, equal rights are equal lefts at that point. But let's keep it constructive. You know, I don't want to just say, you know, the P-I-M-P hand has to come out. Let's keep it constructive. Like, what would you do? Would you just hang back and let it go? Because there's times where I've had stuff happen to me that I just go, go off and move on with your day, and it's not worth the hassle of having to deal with cops and court and all this other stuff. I don't know. I'm not in that moment, so I don't know how I'd feel. But I'd like to hear what you guys think of this. And let's see if that we've got some interesting interesting replies, because I think you guys always have great conversations. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Those of you that have donated directly, thank you so much. And don't forget to join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. We've got the forums. We've got like 1,100 members. There's a representative from Locals that's reached out to me that wants to help grow our community. Imagine that, a man's space. They actually want to help. Shocking. Anyway, we'll leave it there. Guys, this is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, I think this all stems from women not having those physical confrontations when they're younger, to learn what it's like to really get in one, and not only win, but to lose some of those. And that kind of gives you a place of, here's what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen when this happens. I think this is a case where she thinks, I can do whatever I want and there's no punishment, so I'm just going to go for it. And the entitlement comes out, the attitude comes out, and he should have pressed charges. That's all there is to it.